In South Carolina today, a horse-drawn caisson carried the casket of Reverend Clemente Pinckney to the State House where he served as a senator. It's been a week since Reverend Pinckney was gunned down, along with eight parishioners at his church in Charleston. NPR's Joel Rose reports that people from across South Carolina and beyond came to pay their respects.
The casket was carried into the State House by highway patrolmen in full dress, marching in lockstep. In tears, members of Reverend Pinckney's family followed the casket into the building. Pinckney's body lay in state in a soaring chamber under the State House rotunda. Visitors of all ages and races, dressed in everything from suits to tank tops, stopped to view the casket and offered their condolences to the family. Hundreds more braved the hot midday sun to stand in a line that wrapped around the State House grounds.
People want to be here, even though it is 100 and whatever degrees out here.
Cornelia Bell came from nearby Irmo, South Carolina. She's a member of the church where Reverend Pinckney began his career as a pastor at age 18.
That's the type of person he was. No matter where he was, you would want to be there and be a part of whatever he was a part of. Because he just brought good, kind, wonderful atmosphere wherever he was.
A leader in his church, a leader in his community, a wonderful father.
Steve Benjamin is the mayor of Columbia. He remembers meeting Reverend Pinckney when they were both young men working at the State House.
None of us ever go into public service imagining someday that we'd be martyrs. And he is indeed a martyr. He and the other eight victims, Mother Emanuel, are, I believe, going to change the arc of history in the state of South Carolina and potentially all across this country.
The symbols of the state's history were hard to ignore. Reverend Pinckney's body lay in state just a few feet from a statue of John Calhoun, a South Carolina senator who defended slavery. And Pinckney's casket rolled past the Confederate battle flag, which is displayed on the grounds of the State House. Though many who came for today's viewing hope that the flag will soon come down, Jeremy Taylor of Greenwood, South Carolina, is one of them.
Hate's not what our state's about. See the people here today, friends both black and white, the embraces between black and white people is what our state's truly about. Our state's not about that flag that's flying there.
The South Carolina legislature is set to debate the future of the Confederate flag next month. Funeral services for Reverend Pinckney will be held Friday in Charleston. President Barack Obama will offer a eulogy. Joel Rose, NPR News, Columbia, South Carolina.